for me this last year and a half, and it seems that if all I need to do is just to wish for something, and it's there before I even know about it. And physically, I'm having a little bit more problems. I can usually being able to help with a tooth maybe that's hurting or something else.
Could you hold the microphone down just a little?
Here we are. There. All right. But I am having problems with my eyes, and I can't seem to get too much help on that. And I was wondering, are we just going to continue the way we are, or what do I do? Do I just accept it?
Absolutely not. Never just accept limitation, whether it is physical or in terms of a relationship or finances, etc. Again, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Absolutely none of what constitutes your perfection in all areas is withheld from you. It is your birthright to be experiencing it. Now, and this is important for everyone, do not let your frustration at not experiencing it occupy your thought to the point that you are distracted from giving permission for your perfection to be experienced, giving permission for your healing. Now, I simply encourage you each night, just before you fall asleep, to ask your healing team to address the issue with your eyes. Ask for a healing session during the night while you are sleeping. Then, during the daytime, when you feel yourself being bothered relative to your eyes, or even if just the thought comes to you, acknowledge that perfect vision is your birthright. Remind yourself that it is the intent of your body to identify the presence of you perfectly, that it is therefore the intent of your eyes to perform their function perfectly. That is their intent, that is their inclination, and by acknowledging it, you, if I may put it this way, engage in a little bit of reprogramming of your mindsets. In acknowledging that it is your birthright to experience your perfection physically, and that indeed it is the intent of your body to identify you perfectly, you are beginning to come into alignment with the truth. At least relative to your thinking, you are coming into alignment with the truth. And that is what allows for the penetration of the truth to occur and regenerate. Now, it is absolutely appropriate for any of you to assume that because you are a certain age, which simply means you have traveled around the sun a certain number of times, it is absolutely inappropriate for you to believe or accept the idea that because you are a certain age, there are certain things you must just accept. That you must just realize that you can't do what you used to do, and that you shouldn't even bother to try anymore. The fullness of the expression of God that constitutes your identity and your individuality and your existence is as fresh and new today as it was when you were 2 hours old. God is not running down. God's self-expression isn't becoming weakened. God is still omnipotent and omnipresent. And any limitation that one is feeling is invalid and illusory. But one does, through the use of imagination, begin to embrace mistaken concepts, and then that one begins to behave according to the concept. All age problems are not old age problems. There are teenagers who are suffering from being teenagers, and there are those in their 40s who are suffering from, quote, midlife crisis, unquote. And there are those who are 24, 25, who are not yet feeling a strong sense of their presence and substantiality. They're not, in their mind, quite grown up, and they're not kids anymore. And that is a problem, an age problem. But whether you are 14, or whether you are 80, or whether you are 40, in other words, whether you have traveled around the sun 14 times or 80 times, having experienced a little bit of space travel, you are always the full representation of capital M mind, the full representation or manifestation of God expressing himself, herself. The creation of God that constitutes your conscious experience of being is forever new and forever vital. And those who, getting into their, quote, twilight years, unquote, which is just another ridiculous concept, who put off living because there's not enough time left to complete any of it, will find themselves, after they have passed on, as I said yesterday, with the same opportunities to continue to engage in life. And I will tell you, you will not suddenly find yourself to be a babe again with what might seem to be a natural feeling of having a whole life ahead of you with freshness. You will find yourself experiencing yourself just as you were before you passed on. And then you will say, wow, I'm not going to postpone living anymore. Why didn't I realize that 20 years ago when I was 60? The moment you begin to say, I guess I'm just going to have to put up with my limitations, again, whether you're 60 or 20, you are simply succumbing to a misperception, an aberration of awareness. And if you indulge in it, you begin to undermine your sense of your own integrity, both physically and mentally. And you begin to squelch the life force within you. The life force is there. The ideas come to engage in life. But then the intellect and the conditioning comes in and says, well, I never saw anybody else do this. Of course, Aunt Agnes would slide down a banister at 85 years old, but she was eccentric. I'll tell you, Aunt Agnes was engaging in life, and that's why she had the spunk, because she didn't squelch herself. remember that if the Father has withheld nothing of what he is from his self-expression, meaning you, then the vitality and vigor of life are forever present for you to embody. And generally speaking, as a youngster, you dare to embody it without hesitation. But as you become educated and you learn how to be intelligent, you reason yourself right out of the spontaneous willingness to be the embodiment of life. And that is what I am here to encourage you to stop doing. Stop withdrawing the permission to experience your perfection, your wholeness, and your vitality, no matter what age you are. Now, if you were to pass on at this very instant, you would find yourself still appearing just as you appear, believing what you believed just a moment ago, except that where you experience some doubt as to whether you will exist at the moment after death, that ignorance will be annihilated by the fact that you find yourself still existing, and so the fear of death will be gone. That is the one belief that is altered, annihilated, by virtue of the experience of passing on. Now, if this were to happen at this moment, you would find others who went on before you, if they have not incarnated in the meantime, those who you remember as being elderly, who are not manifesting elderliness. You will find that they have experienced regeneration of their bodies, and it is because they gave up the inclination to just accept where they were, to just put up with old age, and because also they had the example of others who went before them who were also manifesting more youth, who were physically regenerated. Now, at the moment, you don't have many examples of physical regeneration. There are healings here and there with young people, and it is easy to say, well, it is because they are young and their body has an active immune system, and also perhaps they were more spiritually alert and that allowed for regenerative healing. But those are all just excuses for not embodying regenerative processes right now. And I cannot say it too often. Now is the accepted time. Don't wait to engage in waking up after you pass on. Don't wait to engage in re-embracing life after you have passed on. Start giving permission today, no matter what your age. Give permission for the perfect self-expression of the Father, Mother, God, to be embodied right where you are. Give permission for the ever new expression of the Father that appears as you to be physically embodied. Let the perfection of your being come forth. And I will encourage all of you who have a metaphysical, studious orientation not to turn this into an intellectual process of work. I encourage you with a certain abandonment and freedom and lightness to just give permission to yourself to let what the Father is fill you and become embodied for no good reason at all other than that it expresses that which is essentially natural and normal to divine existence, which is the only existence you have to experience unless you choose to abide in your faulty imagination. And then you will seem to experience less than that which is divinely natural. Your birthright doesn't have to be earned. You do not have to become worthy of God's love, and you do not have to become worthy of His will for you, which is for you to experience yourself in your right mind, with a capital M, with a clear, undistorted perception of your perfect body, and with the capacity to recognize your world as God is being it, rather than as your limited perception allows you to see it. Literally, we are not talking about something that you must gain that is not natural to you and which therefore requires some practice or exercise, some spiritual exercise, or some practice of spiritually correct thinking in order for you to gain this thing that is not fundamentally natural to you. Children who are being born today are being born into an environment and a social setting that is far more spiritually enlightened than society of 1,000 years ago. How is it that they're able to cope without having had to go through all of the last 1,000 years and the social changes that were worked through by those who were making the social changes? It is because they don't come in with preconceptions, and they simply embrace what is. They give permission for there to be cars and airplanes. They give permission for there to be not only color television, but little tiny color televisions with VCRs that fit in the palm of your hand. They don't have to go through getting used to the wonders of radio and talking pictures and the development of color film and the development of black and white TV, etc., in order to be able to embrace this marvel of technology called a portable handheld color TV VCR. Likewise, it truly is unnecessary for everyone to go through metaphysical processes of intellect and reasoning in order to deserve to see perfectly, or in order to deserve to experience physical regeneration. There simply needs to be the childlike willingness to give permission to embrace what it is already your birthright to be experiencing. And this is part of the process of yielding. Yielding into your birthright. Everyone is going to yield into the experience of reality or the kingdom of heaven. Everyone simply needs to say yes to their fulfillment. And fulfillment does include the experience of regeneration and healing whether you're 80 or 40 or 25 or 14. And that's the truth.